Hello everyone, this is Baoying Wei from Beijing Jiao Tong University. The theme of our study is calibration for GNSS one-way timing link and real-time GNSS system time monitoring. To make the systems in sector light electric-powered and railway more stable and reliable, the collaboration of multiple systems and the introduction of new technologies impose a demand for higher precision in time synchronization. The limitations of GNSS one-way timing used for this system, which constrain the advance of the system, are revealed. Therefore, two pivotal focuses are investigated in the research: calibration methods for GNSS one-way timing receiver, and the real-time monitoring methods for the GNSS system time and its related system time. We studied the calibration methods for one-way timing receiver and conduct the cross-validation experiment for absolute and differential calibration based on the self-developed system. Among three calibration methods, the separately absolute calibration uncertainty is less than 6.8 nanoseconds. The integrated absolute calibration uncertainty is less than 6.7 nanoseconds. And the differential calibration uncertainty is less than 9.5 nanoseconds. The calibration result for signal B1I and L1CA of receiver can match well within the range of uncertainty. An atomic timescale TSBJT kept by our laboratory is selected as the monitoring reference, since it's connected to UTC named in real time. With a calibrated receiver reference to TSBJT, the monitoring platform is constructed. The real-time difference between TSBJTU and GNSS system time is obtained from CGGTTS files. The UTC broadcast by GNSS is calculated based on the UTC parameters from navigation message. The prediction of UTC broadcast by Beidou and GPS monitoring results based on TSBJTU are well consistent with those from BIPN, which demonstrate the validity of our monitoring methods. The monitoring results are present in the poster. In the future, the research will be conducted includes the methods to evaluate the performance of GNSS one-way timing, the monitoring methods of the Galileo system time, and monitoring methods based on multi-GNSS time transfer receivers. Thank you for listening.